But even its narrowness was broad. In the sense that it was as broad as the whole people. As Mr. Bradlaugh writes, in the 18th century, all were agreed that as far as they were concerned, classic architecture was vastly superior to what seemed to them the rude barbarities of Tudor and Jacobean architecture.